Welcome to the Career Scoop Travel Podcast, number one from Prague, 48 hours in Prague. You can probably hear a few trams going by in the background. What we're going to do for our listeners is to give just a quick overview of Prague, some of the tips, some of our experiences. Some will be live, some will be recorded, and hopefully it will incentivize you to come to this amazing town. We'll talk a bit about some of the restaurants we visited, some of the people we met, and some of the sights we've seen. We're here today in Prague with Jan, our guide, and we're in the Old Town Square.
Oh yeah, hi. So we are now in the historical center of Prague, Old Town Square. For locals, more famous is the Wenceslas Square, where most of the locals meet, where it's more like shops, subway stations. But Old Town Square, during Czech history, was like the main square of Old Town. There was also town hall of the Old Town on the left side, and on it is the astronomical clock. Yeah, you can climb the tower. It's a beautiful view from there. It used to be the tallest tower of the city back then in 1400s. In the middle of the square, we have a column of Our Lady. That's from 1650, and that's like a Catholic symbol. On the left side, Master John Huss statue, which is the symbol of the Protestants. That was placed there in 1915 for 500 years anniversary, since he was burnt alive in Switzerland. So that led to the big revolution, which was going for decades and turned Czechs into Protestants. For example, on left side, there is a church of St. Nicholas, built by famous German architect Diesenhofer, and that's today Hussite Church. Church of the Hussite religion, but majority of Czechs are atheists, and the official religion is today Roman Catholic.
And King Charles or Emperor Charles was the guy?
Charles IV was the main king, like most important king. He was from Luxembourg dynasty, half Czech, half Luxembourg. Yeah, so he gave Prague the new town, Charles Bridge. He built the cathedral in Prague Castle, and he made Prague the capital of Holy Roman Empire. You know, Holy Roman Empire was a group of states near Germany, plus Germany, was Austria, Northern Italy, Czech Kingdom, and Prague was twice the capital of this form of the Holy Roman Empire. So it was important for Czechs that it was the center of this empire. So let's see the clock now. Legend has it that the constructor, Mikuláš of Kadaň, who built it, plus Master Hanus, that the town hall's men blinded Mr. Hanus, that he was not able to make such a good clock again in different cities. So he's like, thank you very much for a great job. Well, now we have to pick your eyes up. So it's just a legend, but on every legend there is something true. He allegedly came back and took some mechanism parts, so at the end the clock was not working correctly, and the town hall's man had a beautiful clock, but it wasn't working correctly, so it took a long time until they found somebody else who was able to repair it. So how does it work? If you look at the upper part, there's a blue part, which is daylight, the black part is night, and the red part is sunrise and sunset.
Okay.
In the middle is earth. And around it, there is a small circle with zodiac signs, and on that circle orbits sun and a moon around the earth. They thought it's orbiting the earth. They were wrong about that, but otherwise they were right that the sun, it shows you the sunlight, how long is the day. Yeah, so now it's in 1/3 of the daylight probably. Yeah, and when it will be night, it will be in the black part. So this circle stays more up in the summer, and more low in the winter. So the sun goes like small circles in the summer, it goes big circles. The moon now is in a phase where we don't see it much because it's fully dark, so it's no moon now. It will be growing, there is a silver plate on it. So there is like a, it shows you lunar phases as well. They came to Prague Castle and through two Habsburg governors with their writer from Prague Castle windows. It's called the Third Prague Defenestration. Yeah, defenestration is a verb to throw somebody of a window. And when this happened, it was beginning of revolution. They chose their own king, Friedrich from Pfalz. Pfalz is in Germany. He was Protestant. And they expected that Habsburgs let it be.
But in 2 years, they send it army here. There were several war, like fights around the countryside. Some of them were won by Czechs, some of them by the Habsburgs. But the main fight happened to be near Prague, Battle of White Mountain, and Czech landlords completely lost. It was 3 hours battle, very fast. And they thought that it will be all right, but the Habsburgs wanted revenge, and 27 landlords they picked and beheaded on this square as a revenge that they shouldn't do that. And everyone in the country had to convert for Catholic by force. Shade of this column points at Prague Meridianus. Now it's Greenwich, the zero time, but before, in 1600s, it was Prague. Jewish people, they were in Prague since the beginning of its history. They usually hang nearby the markets, were lending money. They were selling like things for things. They were businessmen. But in 13th century, Pope made a hateful speech in Vatican against Jews, what is the Fourth Lateran Council, and they said that Jewish people has to live separately from Christians. So it was beginning of later called Jewish ghettos. This is the old new synagogue. It's the oldest active synagogue in Europe. It's from 1270, early Gothic. And in here started the legend of Golem, for example. It's a legend about man-made monster, which was allegedly made in 16th century to protect the Jewish community. And Golem should be still in the attic of this synagogue. This synagogue is still active Orthodox synagogue. Next to it, the High Synagogue is also active.
Yeah, and you were saying that there's special Czech words, like robot was
robot.
A Czech word. Are there any other special Czech words that we know?
This word, robot, was invented by Czech writer Karel Čapek. Yeah, he used first time this word, robot.
I didn't know it's that. Like, so yeah, what would you do in a so in five, what are the five things to see in Prague? What are the top five things to visit?
If you are new in Prague and haven't seen anything, you have to see Wenceslas Square, Old Town Square with the astronomical clock,
the bridge.
Charles Bridge for sure, Prague Castle, and let's say Little Quarter, the most charming part of Prague, maybe Jewish Quarter as well. This would be like the find most highlights. You have to have a beer somewhere in some local pub.
Now what's the best beer to have? You've been a Prague native.
According to many, it spills the Urquell from a tank in a pub where locals go, which has a big flow. So, for example, by me, it's a pub called At the Golden Tiger.
Golden Tiger.
And the typical food?
Czech cuisine is similar to Austrian and German cuisine, but it has also its specials. Most traditional are side dish dumplings, and it's a lot of sauces like dill sauce, goulash sauce, beef in a cream sauce, roasted pork knuckle, duck, cabbage, a lot of traditional Czech cuisine from the old days. It looks like heavy, but you know, there are more dishes which are traditional, and during communism the Czech cuisine got very simplized, you know, to be simple.
So Jan, how long have you been tour guide?
Well, we have a family agency called Lucy Tours. Yeah. Lucy is my mom.
Yeah.
So it's my mom, my father, my brother and me. And we joined with brother about 10 years ago. And Lucy, my mom, she does tours like 30 years already.
Wow. And what's the website?
LucyTours.com. And we also have a YouTube channel called Prague Tour Guide, where me and my brother, we started to do videos about Prague during COVID, where it was no work. So Lucy Tours.
And what do you like about your job? Well, what's the best you like about your job?
Like to meet new people. So every day or every tour, I meet different people from all over the world. Also like that it's our family agency. So whenever I want a day off, I just tell my mom that I have a day off or 2 days off. And also it's not that hard by time, that like regular tour is 3 hours, 4 hours. So not long shifts. Yeah, so you
I don't work like 12 hours shifts, you know.
Oh, that's great.
For the museum sign, there's a, I wait for both of you. King, and this statue is here for 500 years anniversary of Charles University. So 1848, and the four women's below, they sit there for they represent the four faculties of Charles University. Like in medieval ages, there were four faculties, now 16.
Yeah.
So law, theology, philosophy, and medicine. The hill is the castle, Prague Castle. It is the largest medieval.
Oh, this rubbish as well here.
That's a bad habit of tourists.
Yeah,
they take it down every month until it gets full. They take it down, they put it to rubbish.
I hate that. Anyone I would see doing it, I'd throw them into the river.
Yeah. And also, you know, these logs, they buy for 20 euro.
Okay.
And then we're gonna go up to the castle, or we can take a tram. I leave it on you.
I'd like to take the tram, the tram. But there's a statue here, if you rob it, you come back to Prague.
Saint John of Nepomuk.
It's like the Trevi Fountain.
Yeah, or in Ireland there is some stone you...
The Blarney Stone, that's to give you the gift of gab, but Irish people don't need that because they've got it already.
What to do in Prague when you arrive? First of all, let's think of five things to do in Prague. I'd visit Prague Castle, which is the biggest castle complex in the world. Prague Castle is about 600 meters long. Fabulous place to visit. Also, the view is stunning. Secondly, the Old Town and Charles Bridge. Third would be the Spanish Synagogue, the Jewish ghetto, Jewish quarter. One of the most well-preserved historic city centers in Europe. The area has been inhabited for 1,000 years, and its rich history is evident in every corner. Next would be the Vissarard Castle, which when you're on the Charles Bridge and you look up on the right-hand side, it's right up in the hill. It is a historic fort in Prague, dating back to the 10th century. And to explore it is fascinating. It has attractions such as the Basilica of St. Peter and St. Paul, Rotunda of St. Martin, and the Leibusch Bath and more. Two additional activities that you might look to do is the Vltava cruise, which will bring you down the River Vltava and gets a really good perspective when you're looking up from the river as you're going down through Prague. It's a different perspective of the city. And a visit to the Prague National Museum. It is one of the Czech Republic's most important cultural institutions. Founded in 1818, it now houses over 14 million items from the country's history, art and natural history. The museum's collections range from the prehistoric times to the present day and include such famous pieces as the Crown Jewels of Bohemia and the Codex Gigas. So you've come to Prague and one of the attractions will be eating and drinking, to eat some of the traditional Czech food and obviously to have some of the lovely beer. Prague is a city of cheap beer, friendly people, historical buildings and traditional Czech restaurants. Think beef goulash, fried cheese and savoury slices of pork tenderloin. Two pubs that you might visit. One is called the Golden Tiger, U Zjato Tigra, and that is in near the Charles Bridge in a 14th century building that once served as a Gothic burger house. Another bar is Locale, and it's also a restaurant as well. It's a Czech pub and food restaurant, and you'll find many locals coming to dine here. The same with the Golden Tiger, and some really high quality Czech ingredients and combination of flavors. And both restaurants, pubs, are usually packed with locals and provide high energy and animated atmosphere. Thank you for listening to our first travel podcast from the Career Scoop from Prague. You'll hear in the background some of Prague and the trams going by. We will continue this series. Town we will visit, city we'll visit, will be Rome, and that'll be in February 2023, and we'll give you a quick overview. I hope you've enjoyed listening and what we've talked about. in the show today.